Toscano, Sego Segoli, on E. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM News. Six Nations-based Jukasa Recording Studios has four nominations in the just-announced 2023 Junos. Best Rock Album nominations include Alexis on Fire for Otherness, Three Days Grace for their album Explosions, which were both recorded at Jukasa, and in addition, the renowned studio recorded two other Juno-nominated records, one for Best Blues Album by Hamilton artist Harrison Kennedy, entitled Thanks for Tomorrow. I got the wine, I got the time. As well as Best Contemporary Roots Album by Blackie and the Rodeo Kings for their release, Old Glory. Get down on the road, leave your heavy load. That album, of course, features Lee Harvey Osmond, more commonly known as the Indigenous singer-songwriter Tom Wilson. The two engineers behind all these records are head engineer and studio manager Darren Majorowski and second engineer Jill Zimmerman. Although many rock bands have recorded at the studio, both Darren and Jill are open to working with any and all music and artists.
We definitely don't cater to any genre, because we've done like everything under the sun. I just think that maybe we've had more rock bands come here because of the layout of the floor, where everyone can like record live off the floor, like drums, guitars, vocals, all that kind of stuff, and that's why we've had like, you know, a few blues bands as well, because it's really outfitted for like band recording a lot. So it seems to attract a lot more rock bands, and that's maybe why we've had more nominations maybe in the rock category. But we definitely don't cater to like a genre. Like, everybody's welcome, and we've done pretty much everything I can think of.
Well, yeah, that's why it's also three different categories that the studio has nominations in, because it's not just the one genre. It's also blues, it's contemporary roots, it's, you know, we have a lot of Indigenous nominations generally, and it's just, whatever happens, whatever comes our way.
Yeah, I'd like to be, like, to get, like, records in as many different categories as possible, because, like, I've never wanted to be, like a niche engineer where it's like, oh, he's just a rock guy. No, I want to do hip-hop, I want to do country, I want to do blues, I want to do jazz. We've got a big jazz record coming up in a week.
Nice.
You know what I mean? So, like, you know, like, I'd like to spread it out as much as possible. I don't ever want to be, like, genre-specific, so.
Because good music is good music.
Yeah.
But they give direct credit of the studio's achievements to the person whose vision it was to build it, Six Nations entrepreneur Kenny Hill, who passed away in January of 2021.
Well, first and foremost, like, he was just a builder of things in general, right? Mm. Like his legacy, like, I mean, you know, the amount of different businesses that he built, like, he couldn't stop, you know, to the day that he passed, he couldn't stop building things. And it was like, I think one of the root things is because of his eldest son, Josh, was an aspiring musician. Mm. And he was traveling to Atlanta on a regular basis to use some of the studios down in Atlanta. And so Kenny went with him one of the times and saw one of the studios in Atlanta, and he went, holy shit, this is really nice. You know what I mean? And then a light bulb went off and went, I should make one of these. Hey, Josh, then you don't need to go to Atlanta. Like, let's just make one right here at home. Mm. Right. Because he could. Yeah. Right. So I think, so that was one of the things that kind of sparked the fire, is that he kind of got inspired by this thing and went, wait a minute, how about I just make one? And then obviously it's going to benefit the community.
Yep.
And when you think about the amount of like world-class musicians that have come out to Six Nations.
Absolutely.
And that we're doing stuff on an international stage, like all these different recordings and, you know, Juno nominated records. And we have, you know, a pile of gold records now. And we've been a part of four number one hits in the United States. Like, there's some heavy duty like stuff that's like making a mark, and it's all being done right here in Six Nations. So
I think another reason why he invested so much money is Kenny doesn't half-ass things. He never did. He doesn't do that. Like the golf course is immaculate. It's like even the gym is way bigger than it probably needs to be. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It has all the top of the line equipment.
Yes.
And he does that for all his businesses.
Yep.
For Josh, because he was mainly a rapper, he mm-hmm. could have made a way smaller studio.
Sure.
With way less gear.
Yep.
And way cheaper.
Right.
But that's not who Kenny was.
Right.
He always went all in and tried to get the best out of it.
The studio opened in 2009 and has received 14 Juno nominations, as well as 3 Junos. One for the Sheepdogs release in 2012, another for Harrison Kennedy in 2016, and the third for July Talk in 2017. The 52nd Annual Juno Awards will take place in Edmonton on March 13th. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.